two financial service giants, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, have agreed to pay a total of $255 million to settle charges they helped Enron disguise loans as revenue. The settlement was announced today by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the New York District Attorney's Office. Regulators say the banks helped create the special purpose entities that Enron used to conceal how much debt it was taking on. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
After Enron unraveled in one of the biggest corporate scandals of all times, many critics complained that the big banks that helped facilitate the fraud were getting off scot-free. The settlement announced today by the SEC and Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau is in part a response to those complaints. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay $135 million, while Citigroup will pay $120 million. Stephen Cutler is director of enforcement at the SEC.
Financial institutions may not look the other way while their clients use them to manipulate their reported results. They may not take the view that they are not responsible for financial disclosure made by others. They may not hide behind accountants and lawyers. They may not say, everybody does it.
Law enforcement officials used unusually tough language to describe the bank's conduct. They said both had devised extremely complicated legal entities that had no business purpose other than to help Enron cover up its debt. For instance, authorities said J.P. Morgan Chase had participated in so-called prepay transactions, in which it disguised loans to Enron as a series of commodity trades. Linda Chapman Thompson, the SEC's deputy director of enforcement, cited emails in which Chase employees said Enron loves prepays. She said Citigroup had been involved in similar transactions, both at Enron and at the utility company Dynegy. These entities, she said, had names like Fishtail, Bacchus, Sundance, and Slapshot.
As a result of their respective conduct, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup helped Enron overreport cash from operations, underreport cash from financing, and underreport debt. Consequently, Enron presented more positive pictures of its financial health and results of operations than was the case.
U.S. officials said the money paid by the two banks in the settlement will go to compensate Enron shareholders who lost money in the fraud. But the impact of the settlement could reverberate in other ways as well, says Henry Hugh, a professor of corporate and securities law at the University of Texas Law School.
The fact of Morgan Chase and Citigroup paying more than chump change to settle this thing helps support the argument that there's something to these allegations. It also may be helpful from a legal standpoint in terms of the possibility of the trustee in bankruptcy of Enron suing the banks.
As part of the settlement, the two banks agreed to work with Federal Reserve officials to improve their business practices. Although the banks did not technically admit wrongdoing, they expressed some contrition about their actions. In a blunt letter to the district attorney's office, J.P. Morgan said, "We cannot undo what has been done, but we can express genuine regret and learn from the past." Jim Zaroli, NPR News.